Hi, and welcome to this special episode of the StoryCorps podcast, featuring stories from our National Teachers Initiative. All during this school year, we're recording conversations with public school teachers across the country. And joining me today is Katie Simon, the producer for this initiative. Hey, Katie.
Hey, Michael.
So who are we going to hear from today?
Well, we've got two teachers, both talking about how they began their careers. The first is retired kindergarten teacher Ron Cushman. He taught in Bothell, Washington for nearly 30 years. Ron recorded this interview with 16-year-old Jamie Marks, who's one of his former students.
Wow, so he's still in touch with former students.
Yeah, a lot of them, actually. And he told Jamie that he got the idea to become a kindergarten teacher right after he was wounded on patrol during the Vietnam War.
I was a scout in the Marine Corps, and I must have stepped on a landmine or a booby trap. That's all I remember. My right hand, it was just all mangled up, and I did have it amputated. When I was in the hospital, you had to kind of think about what are you going to do for the rest of your life, because only 19 or 20. And then I did remember that there was a gym teacher back in sixth grade who said to me, you know, you ought to be a teacher. I don't know why he said it, but I remember that did stick with me through all the years. And it popped out of my head. I could be a teacher.
Do you remember your first day being a teacher?
Yeah, I remember being really, really nervous and scared. And I wore a hook on my hand. I remember walking on the playground. This mob of kids, they just came running over at me. And they were just gawking and staring. I folded my arms and kind of hide it, but they were curious. So every year, like on the first day of school, I'd take out the prosthetic arm, and then we'd pass it around and ask questions. And they'd play Captain Hook, or they'd do whatever. And as long as you were open and playful and answer all their questions, it was only a big deal for about an hour or two. And kids like you, Jamie, we kind of clicked.
Yeah, there's definitely something past the, I'm going to teach you the alphabet, and then you're going to forget me in second grade. And I live in a split family, so I've never really had someone that's like always been there, and you've always been stable throughout everything. You've been there with a lot of the huge stages in my life.
Remember driving last spring? Taught you how to drive.
And you were there when I got my driver's license.
Yeah, I remember. And that's what I want to give. Not just fun, but I want there to be meaning. I want to be a lasting impression.
You know, it really is a privilege to be able to say that I know you, you know? I guess just thank you for everything,
Yeah, it goes right back at you.
Ron Cushman with his former student, Jamie Marks, in Bothell, Washington.
We got a great response from listeners on this one, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Barb Thomas wrote in, "My four children had Ron as a teacher. Both my sons worked with him as young teens, helping him around the yard. He was a role model and someone they could talk to other than parents. Ron attended the goodbye party when my oldest son went into the Army. More than a teacher, Ron has been a life mentor and continues his sincere friendship with my entire family."
That's very cool. So, Katie, who else do you have for us?
Next up, we've got an English teacher from Thornton High School in Harvey, Illinois. His name is Ayodeji Ogunyi. His family came to the U.S. from Nigeria in 1990. Ayodeji's dad worked as a cab driver in Chicago, and he always wanted his son to become a doctor. Ayodeji was on that course studying pre-med when his father was murdered on the job.
11 o'clock that night, the knock came. They told us that my father was found in the alley and he was murdered. I remember yelling no really loud, and my brother was going haywire, and he punched a hole in the wall, and then my mother just... she started to pull her hair, and she scratched her face. They found the murders in 4 days. They were 18, 19, and 22. I was angry. I was very, very angry. I didn't want to retaliate. I just wanted to just ask them why. What happens to a person? Where do they get lost to become murderers? At the time, I was tutoring at an after-school program for some extra money, and these kids came from the same conditions that the people that murdered my father came from. A student came to the after-school program. It was probably around 16 years old. We were doing something where everyone had to read out loud. He stormed out the classroom, and I went out to talk to him, and he just broke down. He said, "It's hard for me to read." There are many people that cry because they're hurt, they've been neglected, but to cry because you couldn't read, that spoke volumes to me. So We got him in some other programs, and he started to read, and it just was like this gift that money can't buy for him. And by me giving that to him, I totally forgot about the pain of the murder, and I wanted to continue to give more of what I had to heal. It just dawned on me, everybody at some point sits in a classroom. That could be the foundation for everything else. So that's when I said that whatever happened to my father is not going to be in vain. I'm going to follow my heart and become a teacher.
That was Ayodeji Ogunyiyi. He recorded his story in Chicago. Well, thanks for joining us today, Katie.
Thanks for having me, Michael. I'll be back next month with some more teacher stories.
To find out more about our National Teachers Initiative and hear more stories from the classroom, visit our website, StoryCorps.org. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Michael Garofalo. Thanks for listening.
All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Donate now at StoryCorps.org.